John Batchelor with my good colleagues, David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show, and Anatoly Zak, who keeps the Russian Space Web, a subscription site I recommend to follow the drama of the ISS and all the other programs that have revolved around Roscosmos these many decades. And we're going back to the late 1960s. Anatoly introduces us now to revelations in new documents that have been made public about the Russian plan to land on the moon before the Americans. The moon race was everything for NASA and Roscosmos in the 1960s, during the Cold War, during the Vietnam War, during all the tragedies of the 1960s, eyes on the moon. We know now that the Americans took the risk of Apollo 8, the first spacecraft ever to leave Earth orbit with men on board, took that risk to send it around the moon in December of 1968. Why did they rush without a backup system inside? They had no backup. They were going one way unless they could make that burn that came around the moon and came back to Earth. They rushed because they'd heard the Russians were about to launch. Anatoly now takes us to the revelations about that opportunity for the Russians. Anatoly, we just begin this episode with you. You've got it up on your site. They were building a planned moon rocket, the N1, and they were going to put hydrogen boosters on top. Why? Why hydrogen?
So, of course, in rocket technology, it's kind of given that the hydrogen is the most potent, most effective rocket propellant. Unfortunately, it's very difficult to deal with. For example, in comparison to kerosene, which was kind of main propellant which Russians used in their technology. And they fell behind with the hydrogen technology. And of course, by the time when moon race kind of came to the climax, when the time came actually for the first lunar expedition, they realized that they do not have enough mass capability. And they decided to finally tackle this problem with hydrogen, because only by resolving this, building this hydrogen-powered boosters, they would be able to essentially build a slightly larger rocket, which would allow them to land larger crew. Because before that, they had only one cosmonaut, which was able to actually fly to the lunar surface. And this was, of course, very dangerous, very risky. And so the hydrogen was opening the door to upgrade of this Soviet moon rocket, which would allow them to increase the crew to three people and actually put three people into the orbit around the moon, and possibly actually land the crew of two cosmonauts on the surface of the moon. And the idea was essentially that they will launch expedition after the Apollo 11. They realized that by 1969, they knew that they lost the moon race. And this is well-known fact that, of course, the Soviet Union eventually canceled its lunar program because it was not possible to beat NASA. However, what is much less known, that for a number of years before that decision, they were trying to kind of build kind of bigger, better Apollo program to kind of essentially outshine the Apollo project. And for that, they plan to land really big spacecraft on the surface of the moon, which would have a crew of two or three people, and they would spend up to a month long expedition on the surface, and they would do kind of more impressive things which were possible during the Apollo project.
That was the L3M Lunar Expeditionary Complex. That's what it was called.
Exactly. And the key to this technology was hydrogen. They needed hydrogen engines, which in order to lift this bigger mass, bigger spacecraft, and a larger crew. All of this essentially rested on the success of the hydrogen engines.
Anatoly has it on his site. David, you have a question. We have a couple of minutes.
Was hydrogen perfected as a rocket fuel at this time, or was it risky to use as a rocket fuel?
It was more of an issue of experience. It's essentially what happened. If they succeeded, it would be the first hydrogen engine which would be used practically in space by the Soviet Union. So for example, if we take a look at the American history, the history of the American rocketry, we see that the NASA and Air Force, they successfully introduced the rocket stage called Centaur, and that was used for a number of exploration projects for the planetary launches and so on. And eventually, actually, the Saturn V rocket, the one which actually put Apollo astronauts on the moon, it has the second and the third stage were actually powered by hydrogen.
We have 30 seconds, Anatol. Go ahead.
Yeah, not in the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union fell behind this, and they finally decided that they have to resolve this issue. They have to build hydrogen engines in order to finally outshine the Apollo program.
Anatoly Zak, keeping the Russian space web. To be continued. We're going back to the 1960s and 1970s, Roscosmos and its ambition to land on the moon spectacularly. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is episode one of the story of the Soviet space race by Anatoly Zak. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.